Father Bob Warren of the Franciscan Friars of the Atonement. Thank you for listening to this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour radio show. The Friars' popular Ave Maria Hour was first brought to the radio airwaves in 1939, recorded in New York City and on the mountainside grounds at Graymore, a home in Garrison, New York. These timeless classic stories of the Bible and the lives of the saints came to life each week through dramatic reenactment by professional actors and actresses. You know, friends, Christ once said, "Do not hide your treasure under a bushel." In saying this, he meant, share your gifts, share your talents. The Friars of the Atonement feel the message in these broadcasts remains as powerful and timely as when they were originally aired, and we are so happy to be able to share them with you today. To learn more about the missions and ministries of the Friars of the Atonement, I invite you to visit our website, www.atonementfriars.org. In the meantime, sit back and enjoy this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour.
Saint Bridget of Sweden.
Princess, I used to call her. Oh, I knew her pretty well. She sailed on my ship. Captain Gustav Ollenbach, master and owner of my own ship. But you want to hear about St. Bridget. Well, I can tell you, she was pretty. Pretty as a picture. A widow with 4 or 5 grown children. Oh, she could be a holy terror. Let's see now. There was the first part of her life that was spent in Sweden. And that part ended in a monastery at Vadstena, which she had founded. And that was where she said goodbye to her daughter, Catherine.
Mummy?
Yes, darling?
Must you leave us?
Kathy, it's simply that I must go to Rome. Think of it. Our Lord has spoken to me, and he wants me to go to Rome. I wonder why.
Let me go with you.
No, dear.
It'll be so lonely.
No, you must never say that or feel it.
I meant I shall be lonely for you, Mummy.
Not even for me. If you pray, you'll never be too lonely. And you will pray, won't you, darling?
Yes. Yes, Mummy, I'll pray for all of us.
And sometime, perhaps I'll be able to send for you.
Oh, Mummy, I'll pray for that.
Kathy, don't make it so difficult for me.
I was just thinking, this time next week you'll be on that ship. And every minute going farther and farther away from us. Oh, Mummy.
Good, she says. And look at that foul weather we're running into. And the cause of it? Shall I tell you?
You have one priest and several nuns aboard your ship.
A sure sign we'll have storms all the way.
May our Lord forgive your unchristian superstition.
I'm only saying what every sailor in this world knows to be true. But you weren't always a nun, they tell me. They say you were a princess in your own right. At one time, the principal lady-in-waiting to Her Majesty the Queen, no less.
I doubt if the Lord will change his mind about the weather on that account.
Well, you never can tell about that.
You're a pagan, that's what you are, Captain.
Pagan or not, it's still more than I can make out. Why a princess should want to become a nun.
A wicked sinner couldn't possibly understand that. But I'll pray for your soul.
It'd be more to my liking if you prayed for the good weather than... never mind my soul.
Your soul is more important than the weather.
Well, I wouldn't worry about it.
Is that land over there?
The coast of France. And if you look to starboard, you see the coast of England.
Oh, then we're in the English Channel.
Well, it's not the Bay of Biscay, you can be sure.
Will the Bay of Biscay be rough, too?
I never sailed across it when it wasn't.
Well, this time you can blame my companions and me.
Your companions are all sick. But you're a pretty good sailor, I'll say that for you.
Captain, have you been in Italy very often?
More times than I can remember.
Is it nice?
It's a good climate. But it's a murderous country. You take your life in your hands every time you walk down the street alone.
Is it really so bad?
They'll stick a knife in your ribs as quick as look at you. You don't stick one in theirs first.
Is it like that in Rome, too?
Rome? I've never been there, but they say it's worse. They tell me not even the Pope dares to live there.
That does seem to be the truth.
And they call it the Holy City. It's a quagmire of sin and wickedness.
It so often has been, Captain. I suppose that's why the Lord planted his church there.
That was how I met her. She was on her way to Genoa, Italy. From there, she was going on to Rome by overland stage. I didn't envy her. The Black Plague was all over Europe. Well, I got to know her pretty well by the time we dropped anchor in Genoa.
Goodbye, Captain. And I shall continue to pray for your soul.
Well, I don't suppose that'll do any harm. Take care of yourself, Princess. I didn't think I would ever see her again. She went to Rome, and with those who had traveled with her, she worked among the poor.
My lord, stop your carriage, I pray.
How dare you?
My lord, from your fine carriage and beautiful horses, you must be very rich.
Well, I suppose so.
Give me alms for the poor, my lord. In the name of God, give me food for the poor of this city.
For the poor of Rome, my responsibility?
May God forgive you.
Who are you? How dare you talk to me in that way?
I am a nun who serves God. And yes, I dare talk to you in this fashion. The food you throw away in one day alone would feed 10 hungry families. Give that food to me. Let me come to your kitchen door every day to pick it up. And God will bless you.
It must be. Tell me, are you Her Highness, the Princess Bridget?
My lord, I may have once been the Princess Bridget, but I prefer to be addressed as Mother.
You don't know me.
Should I?
Well, you should. We played together as children. As a little boy of 12, I was often given the privilege of being the Princess Bridget's escort.
Alexis? Alexis Stromberg?
Somewhat older, but the same.
And in Rome?
Attached to the Swedish embassy.
But what are you doing here in the slums?
Looking for you. I couldn't believe what I was told. I had to find you in this new role of the devout, austere nun. Why? Why, Bridget?
Why do I serve God?
To give up your family, wealth, position.
I was arrogant, if you remember. And our Lord reminded me that he was humble.
He reminded you?
In a vision.
Oh, do you have many such visions?
One of them caused me to come here.
Uh-huh. And how do you find Rome?
A very sad place, don't you?
In heaven's name, why do you stay here?
In heaven's name is why I do stay. Oh, these people need compassion. They need prayer. They need to know that someone cares about them. Perhaps that is why our Lord wanted me to come here. I really don't know.
In the meantime, the plague. You could catch it.
I could have caught it in Sweden, too. So I don't think that's our Lord's purpose for me. I'm sure he has some quite useful purpose in bringing me here.
To this den of iniquity we call Rome? Even the Pope refuses to live here.
It's a shame.
He's a Frenchman. Enough to make him unpopular and unwanted in Rome. Why should he come here? In his place, I'd stay in France, too.
But this is where he belongs. His place is here. In spite of all the danger and the wickedness and hatred for a French pope.
He's better off in France.
Oh, but he was not elected pope for his own special physical comfort or safety.
You'd have him come here to be murdered?
St. Peter died here, in our Lord's name. So did thousands of others. Who serves the Lord should not fear death at the hands of his enemies.
Our present pope is more practical. He prefers to live, and to live in peace, a long way from Rome. Besides, it's no longer the fashion to elect popes in Rome. So why should they want to live here?
Fashion cannot change truth. And the truth is, the pope's place is in Rome.
It was a long time afterwards when I saw St. Bridget again. And it was where I had last seen her, in Genoa. I watched her come aboard my ship, but didn't find opportunity to talk to her until we were well out to sea, bound southward to Naples and points east. Good morning, Princess.
I suppose it's quite useless to remind you of my calling. Good morning, Captain.
You brought some decent weather with you this time.
Oh, don't count on it.
So, you're making a pilgrimage to the Holy Land, eh?
Yes. Something I've always wanted to do. To set foot on the soil where he walked.
Tell me something. Did you ever find out why the Lord wanted you to go to Rome?
Not yet.
He's taking his time about letting you know, eh?
That's his privilege, Captain.
I suppose it isn't then. Do you ever hear from your family back home?
Oh, yes, on occasion. They're all quite well.
Don't you miss your children?
To some extent. But they have their own lives.
Ah, you're a queer one. I can't see a woman cutting herself off from her family, her children.
You don't understand?
No.
But you seem to think I abandoned my children to neglect. I didn't. They're grown up and very well provided for. I gave everything I had to them, and there was nothing more I could give them.
Your love?
I love them.
But a mother, whether she's a princess or a nun, surely wants to be near her children?
The nun has a greater purpose, you see. The nun has to serve God first and foremost. Captain, as much as I love my children, I love my God even more. Just as a child should love God even more than he loves his parents.
It takes some kind of courage to come out with a thing like that.
But if you love God utterly and completely, it follows that you must love everyone around you too. Don't you see? What if my children are a part of me? They are much more a part of God, as we all are. He created us.
You make it sound simple.
A truth generally is simple, Captain.
She saw the Holy Land. It was wild country in those days, but she went there. Meantime, I took a fresh cargo at Haifa, and when we sailed, St. Bridget was aboard again. And we sailed for Cyprus.
I've decided to let my daughter Catherine join me in Rome, Captain.
Oh! Well, now, that's good, Princess. I'm glad to hear that. I'm really glad to hear it. Now, you'd better stay close to your quarters. We're running into foul weather.
As St. Paul did when he was near Cyprus?
I don't know anything about St. Paul.
He was shipwrecked.
Well, let us hope we have better luck than he did then, eh?
Oh, from the Holy Land to Cyprus, and then to Rome. The same road the saints took. Do you realize that, Captain?
Well, you're saint enough for all the rest of us, and I have to get back to the quarter deck. Excuse me, Princess.
Six weeks later,
We neared Naples, and the weather was fine again. So, you're leaving us at Naples, eh?
I'm anxious to get back to Rome.
Well, maybe soon the Lord will let you know why he wants you there, eh?
In his own good time, Captain.
And maybe one of these days I'll visit Rome, just to see what kind of a place it is, and see what you're doing there.
I hope you will do that, Captain.
Or maybe someday you'll book passage home on this ship.
No, I don't think I shall go back to Sweden.
Your Highness, Mother Bridget.
Alexis.
You're back at the right time, you see.
Is it true? Is it really true? Pope Urban is coming to Rome?
And the Emperor Charles will meet him.
Oh, thank God.
Well, we'll see how long he stays.
When will he be here?
Tomorrow. And I'll see that you are present.
And tomorrow Rome will have a pope. Oh, thank God.
There he is. On the steps.
My children, my beloved children, we have perhaps been too long away from this holy ground, far too long. Thank you for your welcome. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
The welcome will last about 24 hours. And after that, he'd better look for poison in his food or a knife in his back.
God bless him. Oh, Mother, it's been such a long time. Oh,
and when I sent for you, I wasn't even sure you'd want to come here.
Oh, it's what I've prayed for. Mother, am I the way you want me to be?
What more could I ask, darling? My child is a servant of God. I'm very grateful.
So am I, Mother.
To live in this manner, in this poverty, this humility.
In God's service and near you, yes.
I'm glad you put God first, darling. Oh, there's such a need in the world, Kathy. There's so little we can do. But as little as it is, we must try to do it.
I know.
So much wickedness and so much tolerance of wickedness. People excuse it, they even justify it. Because in justifying the wickedness of others, they hope to justify their own. Our Lord never excused sin. He had compassion for the repentant sinner, but he never excused or justified sin. Nor must we. We must speak out against it. We must shine a light on it wherever we see it, expose it. No matter what the consequences may be.
We will, Mother.
Alexis, do come in.
I can only stay a moment. Catherine.
My lord.
I knew you as a child.
I remember.
Welcome to Rome.
Thank you.
It was gracious of you to visit us, Alexis.
I should have come sooner, but things are a little tense.
Oh?
The Pope. Haven't you heard?
He's not happy here, is he?
There's talk he may go back to France.
Oh, no.
I heard they've already made 2 attempts on his life.
I know.
You see, Rome simply will not tolerate a Pope unless he's Italian. A foreign pope is bad for Roman politics.
It's wrong. It's wrong.
Well, I just stopped by to pay my respects. Now I wish you both good night.
Thank you for coming. Good night, Alexis.
Good night, my lord.
We must pray for the Pope, Kathy. He needs our prayers.
Yes, Mother.
My Lord Jesus. Sweet Jesus. Yes, yes, I hear thy voice. Oh, my Lord Jesus.
Mother? Mother, are you all right?
Yes.
Were you dreaming?
Our Lord spoke to me. Now I know why he wanted me to be in Rome.
Cathy, I am to carry a warning to the Holy Father. Holy Father, most Holy Father.
Sit down, my daughter. Your request for an audience sounded urgent.
It was urgent.
I know who you are, of course. And whatever reason you have for wanting to see me, I'm grateful. I fear I'm a very lonely man and in need of a friendly face and compassionate company.
Your Holiness, perhaps Rome is in greater need of your compassion.
It's a wicked city.
Not all of it.
All of it condones the wickedness here. I sometimes doubt if our Lord himself would be welcome here. You see, I have become a very bitter man.
There are those here who love your Holiness.
My daughter, love for a foreign pope qualifies you for a poisoned cup or a dagger.
What I must say becomes even more difficult now.
Well, say on, my daughter.
Our Lord has often spoken to me in visions.
Oh, yes. Yes, I have been told this.
He spoke to me again 3 nights ago.
Oh, he did?
He wants your Holiness to remain in Rome.
I wonder why he didn't tell me this himself.
I only know he told me.
Yes, of course. Well, thank you for conveying the message to me.
And will you remain?
Ah, my daughter. You see, I weary for the peace and quiet of my residence in France. I weary to get away from all this hatred and hostility. I can serve no purpose by remaining in Rome.
Our Lord must think you can.
You take your visions very seriously.
I take the Lord Jesus very seriously.
And if I should elect to leave Rome?
You will die very soon.
I will?
Yes, Your Holiness.
If I remain here, I will also die very soon from poison or a dagger. If I am to die, I prefer my death to occur in the peace of my native France.
Holy Father, I beg you.
Enough, enough.
Your Holiness doubts the veracity of my visions.
No, I don't question your visions, and thank you for your concern, my daughter. And God bless you. Now you may go. You cry? You shed tears for the Pope?
This is the first time I've cried since my childhood. Forgive me. Our Lord sent me to warn you, and you won't listen. You won't heed him.
You had better go, my child. Again, thank you. God bless you.
Is the rumor true that you warned the Holy Father he will die if he returns to France?
It's true.
Oh. Paradoxically, the ones who hate him most and who resent his presence here most are the ones who would have him remain here.
So they can murder him?
Naturally. You see, if he were to die here, it would almost surely guarantee the next pope being elected here, which would mean an Italian pope.
Oh, my God, my God. Our Lord never intended his church to be plagued by politics. Oh, the wickedness of men who would climb to power through murder and corruption in the name of the Mother Church. Alexis, what is the latest news of the Pope?
He's leaving, and sooner than most expect. Confidentially, this very night, or in the early hours.
Will it do any good, Mother? I don't know. I just know we must try. We can do no more than that. Wait outside the Vatican, wait for him to leave, and make one last final plea. Yes, Cathy. Horses and coach, look. The Holy Father's private coach. And still waiting for him. Come, child, we can go closer. Someone's coming. Oh, protected by the Swiss guards. They're opening the gate. It must be now.
Holy Father! Holy Father!
Halt! Who's there?
She means no harm. Let her come closer.
Oh, Holy Father, I...
You've come to say goodbye, my daughter?
To beg your holiness to reconsider.
Forgive me, I have no time to talk.
Please, oh, please.
Stand aside.
Be gentle with her. She means well.
No use, Mother. He's leaving. Poor, saintly, but weak man. Could have been reckoned among the most glorious of men had he chosen to remain here and die here, where St. Peter himself died. He could have fallen asleep with a clear conscience, calling upon God and the world to witness his devotion to the sight of the Mother Church. Instead, he has denied our Lord and taken to shameful flight. And I couldn't prevent this.
You tried, Mother, you tried.
Oh, Catherine. Catherine, I wonder if I failed our Lord.
Within 3 short months, St. Bridget's prophecy materialized, and Pope Urban V was dead in his native France. Years later, St. Bridget herself passed away in Rome, still serving our Lord. But she gave more than herself to the Mother Church. She gave her daughter, too, destined to become Saint Catherine of Sweden.